Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Embrace the Stature. This is your host, J-Rod. Man, I'm so excited to start off episode 3. It's been a blast so far. And man, I'm just so excited. Man, just tune in to this episode. I tell you, it's gonna be cool. Hey, what's up, Short Guys Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Embrace the Stature. So this is why I told y'all to tune in today. There's so much disadvantages about being short, and I don't want to start off another episode on a bad start. So today we're going to be talking about the advantages of being a short guy in the world we live in today. So I don't know if anybody do much traveling. But one thing about traveling by plane is the leg room. The leg room is like the worst issue. But it's an even bigger issue for like taller guys. Taller guys is like they need leg space, so they try to recline the seat a little back, and then they back start to hurt and whatnot. But with us, it's just like it's much easier for us to have that leg room for being that like small in the legs. It's a huge advantage. Even me, when I'm on the train and I happen to get lucky and find a seat on the subway, on a subway train or whatever, like one of the best things is having leg room. Can you imagine me being 6'6", 6'7"? You know, my legs, I'll be kicking everybody in the leg by accident while they're standing up. And you know, I kind of thank God I don't have to go through that trouble every day. You know, tall people have their disadvantages too, you know. So here's another great thing about being a short guy. Let's see. Because I'm actually reading this from BuzzFeed. I'm reading this from BuzzFeed.com website. It said 19 reasons why being short is the best. So they also said, let's see. Oh, they talking about long-legged people have a problem finding car space. Because, you know, when you're in a car, especially like one of those minivan or Mini Cooper or whatever, and then you need that leg space. And it's just like the taller people, they just have a hard time because they try to, you know, adjust to see a certain way. But we just hop in. We good. Us 5'6", shorter guys, we good. We just hop in the whip. And after that, you know, we don't really have no problems with our legs hurting and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's another plus. Let's see. They say you can shop in the petite section and the regular section. Now, say people may joke about it. It's like, oh, you a grown-ass man still shopping at the petite boy section. Let me keep it real with you. The taller guys, they have to pay a lot more money than a shorter guys when it comes to buying clothes. It's the worst for taller guys. I think that's where they envy us the most, the fact that our clothes is a lot cheaper than theirs. Like we can still shop at the boys section, even though people, you know, it's kind of, people are like, oh, you should be embarrassed. Still, no, I'm not embarrassed. Shit, that's keeping more money in my pockets, you know what I'm saying? So I have no reason to feel ashamed for being a grown ass man still shopping at the boys section. You know, I like I said, I embrace who I am, and at the end of the day, it's my money, and I'm gonna spend it however I feel. You know, so that's another thing about being short. It's the advantage of being short. You know, and short guys, don't feel bad because you still shop at the boys section. You know, I want you to like understand that it's just a part of who we are, and you just got to get used to it, you know? So what's another one? Well, that's pretty obvious. You pretty much never have to worry about being taller than your date. Yeah, I mean, honestly, think about the short guys don't think about it that much, but think about them 6'8" NBA tall kind of players like Shaq. Shaq, for example. Shaq, he's a cool guy. Was a great, great basketball player. But, you know, it's funny how, you know, him compared to his wife, people just be like, dang, like, she's up to your kneecaps, bro. And you're 7'2" or 7'1" or whatever, and your wife is like 5'1" or whatever. and she's like literally at your kneecaps. Like being towering over, like to be towering over your significant other, it's not always a good feeling. Like I wouldn't, like the shortest, believe it or not, the shortest girl I ever dated was 4'11". And I was 5'6" at the time as well. And I'm not gonna lie, I was towering over her. And it was kind of, I didn't like the feeling so much as I thought I would. You know, it's like, I'm what, about 7 inches, 8 inches, 7 inches taller than her. So it's like, yeah, it wasn't too much, because people, it made it look as if she, the girl I was dating that was 4'11 at the time, she was 22 and I was 24 at the time. And no lie, people would look at us as if, you know, am I, why is this grown man dating like this little girl? And it's like, no, she's a grown woman, she's actually legal to drink. It's just because she was like 4'11, it was like, yeah, you know, that's not a good look. You know, you just, it's just, it's not good to be, I guess, from their perspective, it was like, yeah, you're towering over her, so you must be significantly older. No, that wasn't even the case. I was like literally just 2 years older than her. You know? And what else? They said, let's see, for the next advantage of being a short guy. Say, you can be a jockey if you want. Oh yeah, that's obvious. And believe it or not, jockeys, most jockeys aren't considered athletes. I guess because, you know, society looks at them as, oh, they're so small, how can they be athletes? They're not even really doing any much body movement. But think about it. Being a jockey, it's a lot of work. I mean, you kind of got to, you know, do a little bit of exercise yourself. I don't think a random person of even that stature could just go on top of a horse, a racehorse at that, and be able to just ride the race all the way through. I don't think that's possible. I think jockeys are also athletes. Because think about it. You got to have a lot of muscle to be able to stay on that horse. Because horses go, I don't know exactly how fast a horse can go. A racehorse can go. But they're really fast. They're really fast. And to be able to maintain a balance on top of a horse that's going that fast takes a lot of strength, a lot of muscle strength. So, you know, and they make a lot of money. Jockeys make a lot of money. The horse is expensive, of course, but the rider is also highly paid. You know, just they don't like to be in the limelight. Like jockeys don't like to be in the limelight as much as, you know, other athletes, because, you know, people just look at them for their stature and not for their athleticism, you know. But that's society 101, right? What else? Let's see here. Because we're short, we also have a low center of gravity. Yes, I am not gonna lie, that is something that I'm truly grateful for. Being short, like during winter time, it's so hilarious when them 6'7" dudes be falling over snow. I know I know y'all gonna say, okay, that's mean, why are you saying stuff like that? But it's like when taller people fall, it's like, timber, you know. It's just so it's just so funny sometimes. I mean, If they get truly hurt, of course I'm gonna go and try and help them. You know, of course I'm not just gonna sit there and laugh. You know, but you know, it's sometimes we all laugh when you know, someone falls and stuff like that. You know, we all laugh. So it just comes a time where, you know, it's okay to be slightly funny and stuff like that when it comes to that. And because we have such a low center of gravity, it's an advantage for most shorter guys to, you know, not fall as much. Shorter guys, we're able to maintain our balance. Like when it comes to slips or falls, we don't fall as much as the taller guys. And I think it's also because we're able to see what's on the ground easier than taller guys. Taller guys, they kind of have to squint their eyes at the ground to see what they're walking on. But shorter guys is like, oh, it's right there. No problem. You know, so that's one of the a great advantages of being short. Another thing. Now, I think I know from the first podcast, I was talking about me having other siblings. So I'm obviously somewhat of the middle child. And I have basically one older brother, one little brother. And I also have my oldest sister, who is the oldest out of all of my siblings. But the thing about it, me and my older brother and my little brother, we all had a bunk bed. We all had bunk beds. And one thing I loved about, you know, not growing as fast is that, you know, my parents didn't have to come out of pocket and buy like them long beds. Like it was a lot easier for them to, you know, buy the little twin size bed. Even to this day, I could still fit on a twin size bed. I would rather sleep on a king size bed because I just, as a personal preference, I just enjoy rolling over and, you know, just having all that space to myself. That's just my preference. But, you know, no bed is ever too big. No bed is ever too small for us shorter guys. We can fit into any size bed. And that's kind of an advantage too. Because think about, you know, the bed that Shaq needs. Shaq is a 7-footer, Shaquille O'Neal. And, you know, he has everything. He has everything custom made, you know, and that can be troublesome. That can be very troublesome, you know, for us guys, but for us shorter guys, we don't have to worry about getting a taller bed because, hey, all size fit all kind of bed. That's the kind of beds we go for. What's another thing? You can fit into small places if needed be. Yes, I am not gonna lie, short guys, when we were younger, I mean, I don't know if y'all remember this game as kids. We used to play this game called Manhunt, and we used to play Manhunt back in the day when I was a kid in my neighborhood. Like all the kids would come together and play Manhunt. I was one of the top Manhunt players. So the way the game goes, Manhunt, basically somebody is it, basically. It's sort of like hide and go seek, but a little bit more advanced. So Manhunt, one person is the go-getter. He has to catch, if there's 12 people, the person who is it basically has to find everybody. You know, and one thing about why I was the best, and basically if you're it in Manhunt, you have to go after everybody else. So it's one person, go after 12 people. Once that one person catch the 11th person, then that 11th person is part of the Manhunt, and then so on and so forth. So then the 10th person get caught, and then I would always be the last one. And the reason why is because around the neighborhood there were so many places like that I could fit into. Because I was so small, I could fit into the smallest crevice and nobody would find me at all. Like, I would be the last person to get caught. And usually the last person to get caught would be the winner. So it was weird. You know, I don't remember it as much, but I know I think the last person to get caught is the champion or something like that. But the person who's it, if he could catch a certain amount of people for the expired amount of time, then he's the winner or something. But I know how that game went. It's like it was like a high level hide and go seek. You know, it was 1 versus 11 and stuff. But we all had to run. So some of us hid in the laundromat, some of us hid in the McDonald's. Like everywhere was our playground growing up. So yeah, that was some of the advantages of being short. You could just hide into small places. What's another thing? BuzzFeed says, You never have to worry about bumping your head on stuff. Unlike that unfortunate stormtrooper on the right. Okay, so they're talking about Star Wars. That time when a stormtrooper hit his head. I didn't even notice that in the first, I think it was, Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie, the one of the stormtroopers hit his head on the gate, and, yeah, I guess because he was too tall or whatever, but let's see. What's another advantage of being short? You can get lower to the ground when somebody challenges you to a game of Limbo. Oh, yeah, that's true. I was really good at Limbo. Back when I was a kid, at them little parties growing up, like, I was probably the number one at Limbo. But that used to hurt my back as a kid. I know as a kid, your back is not supposed to hurt as much. But, yeah, my back was hurting for some reason. But, let's see. Oh, this is cool. Guys, you won't believe it. The next thing on the list is probably one of the most important things on this list on why being short is the greatest thing. The advantages of being short. This is probably the best thing on the list. Tune back in. I've got to go to commercial break. Hey guys, I'm back from commercial break. So the name of that commercial break music was West. It's the interlude on the Anchor podcast streaming. So if anybody is in the beginning stages of trying to create like a podcast or a live stream today or whenever in the near future, if you ever want to go pick a good commercial break music, I would suggest the West interlude. So it's under the interlude section and go to West, and that's how you do it. So guys, this is where we left off. So I was reading the top advantages of being short, and it's from BuzzFeed.com. So before we went to commercial break, I looked at the most amazing, one of my personal favorites of being a short guy. So there's been evidence, mad evidence and research that suggests that shorter people live longer. Yes, shorter people do live longer. And that's one of the key advantages because everybody want to live longer, you know. And if you think about it, there's some truth to it. There's some truth to it because think about it. In Asia, right, the average height for Asian men in, let's say, Japan or China, for example, the average height is probably like 5'4", 5'5". And Asians live long lives. I mean, yeah, diet has something to do with it as well. Like, they do eat healthy. Don't get me wrong. They eat a lot of steamed vegetables. They eat a lot of, they don't eat too much fried food. They eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of steamed vegetables, and they eat a lot of rice. And that I could say plays a significant factor as well. But, you know, from a stature point of view, they say that shorter guys just tend to live longer. And I want to live a very long life. So, yeah, that's something that I feel is like one of the coolest things and one of the most important things on the list. But there is more. So let's move on to the next. Let's see. Short people actually experience things faster than taller people. Okay, that's a little confusing. Let's go on and read the rest. It says that taller people take about 1/10 of a second longer to perceive sensory information, which makes sense when you think about it. Short people would have shorter neural pathways, meaning the distance information travels to your brain is much shorter. Okay, did not know that. Damn, knowledge is power. I did not know that. Okay, what's another one? Even though reaching things may be an issue, tall people always seem to be friendly enough to help a stranger out. Yes, taller people, this is where I think y'all, in a sense. ain't gonna lie, I be going to the supermarket, and I be, you know, and there's the cereal aisle, and they for some reason they just happen to put my favorite cereal in the world, Fruity Pebbles, on the highest part of the shelf of the cereal section. And then I ain't gonna lie, them taller guys, they be coming in clutch. They come through and help your boy. They come through, hey yo, what you want? You want that cereal? I be feeling like, man, listen, I don't care. I don't even feel embarrassed that a 6'2" dude just came through to help a brother out, because I really want them Fruity Pebbles. So yeah, that happened on a regular. There's always this dude, his name is Mike. He's at the local Key Food near my house, and he always like, he's like, yo, I already know the deal, man. I don't know the struggle, I can't relate, but yo, I'm gonna help you out, get you some Fruity Pebbles, bro. And he go to the highest part of the shelf, reach it for me. So shout out to Mike from Key Food. So so let's see. What's another advantage of being short? You can always hem long pants shorter, but you can't make two short pants longer. Okay, I really don't understand what that means exactly, so let's just skip that, you know. I have no clue what that means. Let's see. You'll never have to worry about blocking someone in a movie theater. Yes, I have to say that is very cool, because even taller people are even tall when they sit down, if that makes sense to you, to my listeners. If that's confusing, I apologize, but I'm going to repeat it. Taller people are even taller. Taller people are still tall even when sitting down. Like, you ever go to, like, you know, a concert where there's actually seats and you can sit down and whatever, and you know the person sitting down in front of you, you just can't see, all you see is the back of his head. Yeah, I've been there. So at movie theaters, this is one thing that I love about being short. I don't have to, nobody has to say, hey, can you move your head to the left, or hey, can you move your head to the right? No, it's just like I could stay in the position I'm in, and whoever's behind me is probably taller than me, and they could see everything over me, or the person that's the same height as me, they could see. You don't have to ask me too much, hey, can you move over? No, it's like that's kind of cool about being short. Let's see. No, let's skip that, because they were talking about something with the couch. They said the short people are couch sitters, and we're professional couch sitters. I don't see that as an advantage, to be honest, because I feel like being on a couch too long is not healthy for you anyway. Let's see. People tend to mistake you for being younger than you are. In your early 20s, this seems to happen a lot. Yes, I am not going to lie. Even at age 21, people were still asking me for ID to buy like a little drink from the alcohol section. So when I go to the bar, people still ask me for ID. When I go to the club, people still ask me. I'm like, dude, I'm 21. Trust me. No, I need CID, because, you know, I just never looked the age that I am. That I, like, even at the age I am now, at the great young age of 27, people still think I'm 24 or 22, and it's cool, you know. But it's like I said, when you shorter guys, it's a lot harder for us to go after them, you know, older women or women our age, because, you know, they, oh, you're so cute and small, I could put you in my purse. Like, that's probably what they're thinking. They don't be like, man, tall, dark, and handsome. You know, they don't look at it from that perspective. They're like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, y'all look cute together, you know. So I would say that's part of the, it's an advantage, but also a disadvantage. Okay, let's see number 19 of why being short is an advantage. Because you know you're in good company with all other fine short folks out there. Said, I used to be self-conscious of Harry Potter. This is coming from Harry Potter. But the guy who played Harry, I forgot his real name, but he said it himself, Harry Potter. I used to be self-conscious about my height, but then I thought, screw it, that I'm Harry Potter. Yeah, I mean, that's true, you know. So it seems like that's everything on the list. I'm pretty sure there's more, I'll look it up for you, for our shorter guys, you know, and let me see. This is called, I'm on friskystyle.com, and let's see what it shows. Hold on. My phone is a little slow. Okay. It said, we already talked about that. People instinctively want to protect you, which your height gives you a standing personality. Okay, it says your height gives you a standing personality. Don't feel like hammering it up at a party full of strangers. That's okay. Your size will do it for you. Despite the fact that you'll hardly be the first short person your peers have seen in their lives or event that day, you're guaranteed to be slammed with a slew of questions and commentary about how you're so adorable. Even if you just sit there glaring, you'll be remembered as the cute and tiny one. How is that a perk? I don't know. Okay, so they said we already read that. You'll be young forever. Oh, yes. This is one thing that I think is a good advantage about us shorter guys. Like, kids, especially like the younger boys, they'll always look at us as the cool ones, you know, because we're not so much of a father like figure. We're always looked at as the cool guys, the shorter guys, because, you know, we're not taller in stature and we're not as intimidating, so we're easily approachable. So, you know, I think that's one of the cool factors of being a short guy. We're always going to be looked at as like the younger, cooler crowd in the bunch. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I know that already. If you have small feet, you can't buy sample shoes. Oh, yeah. That's one thing I also heard. Shorter guys, we don't have a problem buying shoes because us shorter guys usually have like small feet. That's what I heard. But oddly enough, I'm 5'6" and my shoe size is 9.5". So yeah, genetics. How did that happen? Let's see. People might massively underestimate you. Yes. I love when taller guys underestimate me, because sometimes they be like, hey, yeah, you know, he's just a shrimp, he ain't gonna do nothing, I could touch his girl's booty and he's not gonna do nothing, he's just gonna stand there and watch. Oh no, big mistake. Don't ever provoke a short guy, because especially a calm short guy, because short guys, we are short tempered, excuse the pun. But we have a very short temper, and it's like you ever heard of that phrase, don't wake the sleeping giant? It's the same thing with short guys. Don't wake the sleeping giant. We're quiet for a reason. We're quiet because we found a way to own our temper and to, you know, keep it contained for a reason. So yeah, don't provoke a short guy. That's the worst thing you can do. Worst thing you could do. Let's see. Oh, I don't think there's any more perks. Oh, they said, I didn't even know that. They said, people inherently trust you. Being small often equates to you to looking young, wholesome, or polite, which has its advantages. Yes, yes, that is true. That is true. Sample sales are your friend. Even though sample sales are rarely petite, being short often allow dresses made for tall, real thin models to glide over it. So guys, I think that's pretty much everything on the list. That's pretty much it. There's another one. It says you can get kids discounts. You can also be a generally more playful person in life and can hang out in on a swing set as a grown-up without as many angry scolds. Who says we have to act like boring grown-ups all the time just because we're not 12 anymore. That's true. We can get away with that and not really look that much of a creep. But me personally, you will never find me in a playground on the swings at a kid's park. Like, no, I don't care. Unless there's a group of adults doing it with me. But me going to, no, that's highly creepy. Very highly creepy. And yeah, I would never participate in something like that alone. Okay. You can wear whatever. Okay, you are a perfect crowd surfing candidate. Yes, that is true. We are good at crowd surfing. I think I explained that from my first video, like living in New York. Like I said, I have to swerve through people traffic. It's like being a running back in football. You know how we had to run through the holes and basically swerve past certain defenses. That's the same thing. That's my life every day walking like in Times Square, 42nd Street. It's like I'm like a running in my head. It's like I'm a running back, and I'm just running through the holes, hole 3, hole 4, and I'm just swerving through traffic. Yeah, but guys, I think I'm gonna end it here because my podcasts usually run for about between 20 and 30 minutes. So guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And you know, there will be more content. Matter of fact, last episode I did was last week Friday. So I guess I'll just make this podcast an every Friday thing. So tune back in next week Friday. There will be another episode. Or if you want to listen to, if you want to re-listen to the first and second episode, y'all could do that as well. It will be here. And if you have any ideas or thoughts on my shows, just feel free to leave me a voice message or anything. It'll be cool. You know, I'm a very people person, and y'all could talk to me about anything. If y'all need any confident boosters, if y'all need any quotes to get y'all day started, just let me know, man. So thanks again, and stay tuned next week Friday for a new show. Peace.